got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday. And you know what that means. It's Frisky Friday. We're having an upbeat day today because we are celebrating Mardi Gras. Everything's happening. We had the big party last night. There's going to be the Illuminated Parade tonight in downtown Pensacola. Tomorrow at 2 is the Grand Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade. Sunday at 2 is the Pensacola Beach Mardi Gras Parade. Whew, I'm exhausted just talking about it. But before we get there, we also have a good feeling about all the great things that are being done at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter. Randy Lambert is here. He is Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. Randy, I'm just impressed. We were talking just before we came on. Wow, y'all are accomplishing so much. Hats off to you.
Yeah, I have a phenomenal group.
You really, really do. Yeah. And you really kind of made some history this week, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, we did another one of our Community Cat Days. We've been doing those for every Thursday in February. And what does that mean? That means the community is invited to come in and rent a trap from us if you'd like. It's a $65 deposit for cash or check. And then you take it and trap a community cat, a feral cat, and bring it into us Thursday morning. People line up pretty early. I think the earliest I heard was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
No way.
Yeah, they line up and they have a good time. Everybody was talking about how what a good time they were having, and I jokingly said I was gonna have a band next week, but no,
entertainment.
Yeah, I had to bring my rubber band or something to
right.
have the band. Anyway, no, it was phenomenal. We said we were gonna take in 50 cats, 50 community cats, and spay and neuter them. And of course, we do an ear tip on them. We do the rabies shot. We give them a general look over.
And when you say community cats, what do you mean by that?
Okay, so these are unowned cats. These are not your cat that you pulled off your couch. That's your cat. You take care of your cat. We're trying to take care of the cats that don't have a home. Cats that are free roaming wherever they may be within Santa Rosa County. And so we bring those in. We're going to give them a once over, our veterinarian will, and give them a rabies shot and go ahead and do a spay or neuter to them and clip that ear, indicating that that left ear, indicating that they've been altered. There were a few other things that happened with some of the kitties yesterday. One of the kitties had a bad eye, so the veterinarian went ahead and took care of that. And another kitty had a bad leg, so we went ahead and nursed on that a little bit and to go ahead and get him taken care of. And yeah, I was running a little late getting here today because all the kitties have gone back. Again, we said we were going to take 50. That's what we advertised. We ended up taking 60.
Good grief. And that's a lot of cats to do a procedure on in one day.
Dr. Sarah is absolutely phenomenal. She is a machine.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we had a small army back there working on them. But, yeah, she did them all. She did 60 of them. And she's like, bring them on, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
The good news is those have been taken care of. We did it last week. Also, we're going to do it every Thursday in February and see how that works. We're going to start getting into kitten season. We're trying to knock that population explosion down as much as possible. So
you're having some help too from A-Hope, who also just did a cat community type cat day, correct?
Yeah, they're doing great work over there also. I think I saw where they did 71.
That's what they were talking to me when they were here.
Yeah, they had two veterinarians doing it. That is phenomenal work.
I told Randy, I said, I can't believe there are that many cats that are just, I guess, roaming wild.
Yeah, somebody challenged me this morning about, what are we doing to the population? How is that tracking? What's going on with that? And I said, well, you know, honestly, I don't know. And she said, well, why don't you know? And I said, well, I don't know how you know what the starting number is. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we supposed to go door to door and ask people how many cats they have that aren't altered? And when they do have kittens, How many did they have? No, we're not doing all that.
We're not doing that. Well, you hear the term feral cats a lot. And then community cat. Well, can you tell us a little bit what that means?
It's really more or less the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's not your lap cat. It's not your cat that spends the night in your house.
Because I have friends that have their domesticated cats, mm-hmm. but they also feed the wild cats, I guess.
Wild is a good word for it. It doesn't mean that they're going to shred you to pieces.
Not that kind of wild cat.
Right, yeah, right. It doesn't mean, I mean, they may, but right. but it doesn't mean that they're going to act like that. It just means that they're not someone's cat.
Mm-hmm. They're not owned.
They're not owned, right. Yeah. And when we have, Santa Rosa County has determined that we can have these cat colonies. And when cats get together and when cats get together in groups.
I just had this image of a little cat party.
Right, yeah,
Mardi
well, they
Gras.
Do that. They do that, yeah. When cats get together, it's not real dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But when you contrast that to dogs, if we had free-roaming dogs, that would be very dangerous. Because dogs have a tendency, when they pack up, to become very, very dangerous and aggressive.
Territorial.
Oh, absolutely. And then they amp each other up, and then it just escalates, and then bad things happen.
Okay.
So, but with cats, you know, they kind of, you know, once they get spay or neutered, they just kind of chill out a little bit more, and they just kind of hang out and do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's a great program. And we have been doing this for about 3 years now, and we are really seeing the difference in the number of litters being born.
Wow. So if someone did want to help out and they've never done it before, can you kind of walk me through the process?
Okay. So, again, if you don't have a trap, you're more than welcome to use your trap, but the cat needs to go into the appropriate size trap, and it needs to be a cat trap. Every once in a while, somebody will show up with a squirrel trap, and that's just not tall enough. The cat's going to spend the night in the trap
because
we keep them overnight just to make sure that they're good for the to be released the next day. So if you need a trap, again, you can come into the shelter at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton and pick up a trap there. Monday through Friday, we're there at 11:30 to rent those traps out. And you can come in, pick up a trap. We can talk you through how to set it. We can talk you how to bait it so that you get a cat in there. We can kind of talk to you one-on-one about that and answer, make sure you have all the answers that you need. And then Thursday morning, bring it in to us. And then Dr. Sarah will do her magic on the kitty. And then Friday morning, come pick it up and take it back where you got it. Let it go.
Perfect.
Let it go.
All right, sounds like it's something a plan.
It is awesome, and it works, and everybody just has a great time with it.
Okay.
Again, if you have questions about it, just come talk to us about it.
Okay. Talking with Randy Lambert. He is the Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. If you've got questions, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. It's Frisky Friday. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Randy Lambert is here with the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and I'm a follower on Facebook, and I got so excited yesterday. I was saying to Randy, so often we hear the negative news about different things going on with the animals in the community, but y'all are making such a positive difference from your community cat day to your adoptions to all the things that you do foster. You had a big success story yesterday.
Yeah, we actually had three brewing huge stories. Community Cat Day is phenomenal, but we had two of our longest resident dogs got adopted yesterday. It was phenomenal. Beamer
both
and Solace.
At the same time?
No,
I mean, the same day?
About an hour apiece.
That's wild,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I tell you, my staff is phenomenal. From top to bottom, front to back, they are phenomenal. They bring it every day.
Aww.
They are there to make sure that these animals are being treated the right way, being handled the right way. And we work with people when they come in. And sometimes they come in and say, yeah, I'm looking for this kind of dog. And we're like, okay, so tell us about that. Why are you going that direction? Hey, can I show you this one?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's why I want to show you this one. And they kind of match you up with what you're looking for because they're working with them all the time.
They know their personalities.
Absolutely. Now, again, shelter environment is not home environment, and shelter environment shows some really bad characteristics of dogs and cats, but they're taking them out. They're playing with them out in the playgrounds. They're, you know, working with them with treats and, mm-hmm. and different things, and they really see another side of the animal. Of course, when you walk through the kennels and looking at the dogs, they're all going to bark, and they're all going to make a lot of noise and all this, and it's going to look real obnoxious. But when you get them out of there, mm-hmm. they're just real excited.
Oh,
real excited
yeah.
to see somebody. And, hey, who are you? What are you doing? Hey, take me, take me. So, you know, it's,
if you had a tail, Randy, you'd be wagging right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. sorry. I'm just super excited.
I know. So how long were they in the shelter?
200 and something days. For
almost
each,
a year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I mean, our length of stay is really good, I think. I mean, I'd like for it to be, you know, for half an hour.
Right,
but,
right.
But, yeah, I mean, our length of stay, which is something that's measurable mm-hmm. in the shelter world, in the rescue world, our length of stay right now is 52 days for dogs, and for kitties, it's 9 days.
Wow.
So the shelter's average, you can't average those two numbers together, but
right.
the average is 30 days.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty
I mean,
good.
So that's a pretty good turnaround.
I think a lot of shelters are real happy when they're below 60.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's probably some book somewhere, some stats somewhere that says that you really want to be below this number, but you know, really the number you want to be around is zero.
Right, so, of course.
I tell my staff all the time, I'm looking for zero dogs and zero cats. That's what our goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, Meg, about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we were over 600 animals.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Don't ask me the capacity because it's
less.
But we were at...
Well, I remember at Christmas time, we were talking and the numbers were pretty high.
Yeah. Ask me how many we have right now.
How many?
124.
That's the lowest since I've known you
yes.
over a year.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking with some staff because I'm pretty new to this, animal stuff. And yeah. And so I've been doing this almost 4 years. And... some of my staff that's been there for literally 25 years
wow.
are like, we've never seen numbers like this.
Mm.
We've never seen them this low, you know, at least since COVID for sure. And everybody's just amazed. Now, out of that 124, a little bit of bad news. Out of that, or good news, a little bit, out of the 124, 14 of them are what we call property holds,
mm-hmm.
where... not that the animals have been bad, but their owners have been bad in some way. We won't get into all that.
Yeah.
But so we can't do anything with those. So
gotcha.
we're having to hold these until the legal system works that out.
I see.
So really, if you really look at it, we're like 113.
Yeah. No, that's incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And again, hats off to my phenomenal staff. They are the absolute best. Our volunteers that come in day after day after day helping us, or every other week, or every other month, or whatever it is that
yeah.
they do. Volunteering is a phenomenal way to give back. And our foster program, we have phenomenal fosters that are there, and they answer to call every time we call them to, you know, take these neonates,
mm-hmm.
take this dog, that this puppies, whatever
right.
it is that really needs to get out of the shelter because they're just not doing well at all.
So how can I help? Where do I call? Where do I go? You've sold me on wanting to help, so
yeah.
now what can I do?
Okay, so a lot of different ways. You can come by the shelter at 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, or you can give us a call and find out more details at 850-983-4680. Or you can go to the Santa Rosa County website, which is santarosa.fl.gov. Just navigate to the Animal Services tab, and then there's a lot more information about volunteering, fostering, adopting, whatever it may be. A lot of information there. And here's another thing that I want to say. A lot of people kind of say they want to know more, but they're not really asking us. They're
mm-hmm.
asking someone on social media, hey,
right.
come see us.
Go right to the source.
Come right to us. I would mm-hmm. love to give you, I'll give you the nickel tour or the quarter tour, whichever one you're looking for. I'd be more than happy to give you that tour. Answer any question, explain anything that's going on, any questions that you may have. We would love to answer your questions because not knowing it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But when you know what's really going on,
yeah,
that's when you can feel good about what's happening.
And how you can see really clearly how you can help.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Talking with Randy Lambert on Frisky Friday with Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter Services. We will be back with Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert is Randy Lambert, Chief of Animal Services with Santa Rosa County. Y'all are doing so much good for our animals in the county and for people too. But I love this program. We had talked about it early in the week, actually, that you're doing with kids.
Yeah. So we're giving presentations to the fifth graders in Santa Rosa County. It's called Kindness to Animals. And it's just an introduction to a little bit about what animals, what to do, what not to do, how to approach. If you see a stray dog on the side of the road, in your neighborhood, whatever it may be, and you don't know this animal, and you're a kid, you probably don't need to approach that dog,
mm-hmm.
'Cause you just don't know what's going on with this dog. So, you know, we do a lot of talking about that, and how much work they are. We're not trying to discourage. We're just trying to open eyes so that kids don't go home and say, Mom, I really want a dog. I really want a cat. And that's great. It's great to do those things. But just understand that you're signing up for not a three-day event. You're signing up for multi-years, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of work to it and
it's
a lot of responsibility. Absolutely.
I was just going to say, responsibility.
Well, and, you know, even some of the adults don't own up to that. So
yeah. I was going to say, maybe you should have the Be Kind to Animal classes for adults, too.
Yeah,
I think that might work.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's great to teach these kids, you know, just safety tips.
And we do have kindness to animal classes, but they're usually one-on-one where our animal control officers are standing on your front porch having that conversation with you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's just, I didn't know.
Right.
Because there's some rules that maybe you just didn't know. And that's mm-hmm. okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we don't have to come to your house again.
Right. That's always helpful.
Right, yeah.
And if you see a stray, who should you call?
Okay, first of all, Santa Rosa County is not all leash law area. Escambia County is all leash law from top to bottom, left to right. About half of Santa Rosa is leash law. And if you're in a non-leash law area, probably need to let it roam as long as it's not hurt or injured or roaming in the street.
Okay.
Those are big things. Other than that, you can give us a call at the shelter, 850-983-4680. Most dogs or cats, though, are probably just roaming around.
Okay.
And they'll find their way back home.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Everybody have a happy Mardi Gras. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Pep Talk. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.